Glad to have everybody back tonight. Considering what I've got on the page compared to what I had this morning, this may be a quick lesson. So, and I went back and forth on the title of this, and the one that I ended up settling on was Does God Love Me? But the question could have been, how do I know God loves me? Actually, it's probably would have been a better title. Sometimes we have hard times, we have things that happen in our lives, and then you might question, does God really love me? I mean, why did he let this happen to me? That's just things that happen in everyday life. Sometimes with the pain and the suffering that you're going through, you're not thinking totally. You're not having that fullness of your brain to actually think, yes, I know God loves me. What you're thinking of at that time is you're thinking out of your pain. You're thinking out of the shock of what you're dealing with. And then you kind of question it. But we can see that God definitely loves us. You can start off in Psalms 145, 19, and 21. And the scripture on it says, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. So, I mean, it starts off telling us that he loves us. We all know that God is love. God's also going to be, he's a just God. But also, if you go into 1 John 4 and 8, it says, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Which means in his very nature, I mean, we see it in his word, his very nature is characterized by love. He is love. He wants to love his children. He wants to take and love us for what we are. He wants us to take and be with him. He wants to take and bring us back to him. And that's, I mean, and love is originated. How'd I write that down? And if you look at it, he is our greatest example on how to actually express love. I mean, everything he's done has been for man. He created it. He created a place for us to live. He created everything that we have so that we would have a place to live and to take and to thrive. How did I get that? I'm sorry. My typing was messed up. And then we can see that because he is love, he is also holy, which is a combination of making a perfect love. And God never makes a mistake. So we know that God loved, when he made us, he didn't make a mistake by making us. He made us to take because he loves us. Secondly, you can see that God is our Heavenly Father. And what father's going to take and hates his children? God created us. He wants us and called us his children. And you can see that in John 1 and 12. This is out of the NIV. It says, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, sadly, some people don't have that or don't understand that, and they haven't taken the opportunity to become a children of God. And unfortunately for some of us today, or for some people today, they don't have that perfect parent. They don't have their earthly parents are not, they have a tendency to mistreat them. Whereas God would not. God doesn't want to mistreat us. God doesn't want us to take and suffer suffer this pain that we are dealing with, that we deal with from time to time. But He does, it is part of life. That is part of the things that we have to go through. Sometimes it's we kind of question it, but we just need to realize that God is there for us. And if we take and go to Him and treat Him as our Father, treat Him with the respect that He deserves, then He's going to take and do everything He can for us. He's going to take and be there to give us everything that we need. I'll say I should have put that verse in there, but there's a verse in the Bible that says, what father would give their son a snake when they've asked for food? Well, you wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give my son a stone if he needed a piece of bread. I would give him a piece of bread. And that's the way God is. He wants to help His children. He wants to take care of us. And if you look at it, the supreme or final look at how we know that God loved us is before we were ever born, before we were ever thought of, before we were ever anything, God made sure that we had a way to get back to become His children. He knew He did that from the beginning. He knew that we were going to take and we were going to sin, that we were going to be away from Him. Yet, 2,000 years ago, Christ came to this earth so that we would have the ability to come back to God. And that was something that was set up from the creation of time. God, that was His initial plan. It wasn't a secondary plan. Well, this screwed up, so now I'm going to come up and I'm going to send Jesus down. He knew this was going to what was going to happen before it happened. So He took and turned around and created the system that allows us today to take and to be baptized and become one of His children. To take and be free of sin so that we can take and have fellowship with Him. And to do that, He didn't take and just give me a couple $100 and you'll be saved. He didn't take and do anything that we had to do, other than we have to admit that He is our Father and be baptized. He made the ultimate sacrifice by sending His only Son to save us, His children. His only Son that was living with Him, He took and sent Him down to be on this earth to take and live as a human, to take and have this life of go from all the glory to being a lowly carpenter. He didn't send Him down and He was a king, and when the king died, then we were saved. He sent Him down to be a normal human being, just like us, that went through the same pains, the same sufferings that we go through on a daily basis. So we know, we can see by that God loves us. The question isn't that if He loves us. He created us, and who would, as a creator, who hates their creations? But then, on top of it, He knew, well, my creation is going to mess up, and I'm not going to be real happy with it. I'm not going to be happy with the way that they're living their life, so I'm going to give them this chance to take and come back. When they do mess up, I'm going to make it where they can come back to me because I love them so much, I want them with me. He could have easily took and said, okay, well, whoever lives this life that I'm set down for you, this is what you got to do it, make a check mark or whatever. He could have easily said, well, if you don't live a perfect life, if you don't live a sinless life, if you don't follow my word, then you're going to hell. But He didn't want that. He didn't, because He knew that was going to be too hard for us. That we were needed that ability to take and make a mistake and then come back to Him. So, like I said, the title I bounced around on it, but it's not the point of, does God love us? The question, I guess, should have been, how much does God love us? Because he gave up he had the ultimate sacrifice. He made the ultimate sacrifice. For what we have to do to actually to come back to him is minute. It's very little. It's very simple for us to take, for what we have to do to get back to him. But he made a sacrifice that I know is more than what I could ever dream of. Because I love you all to death, but I don't think I'd give my son up for you. There was a story that went around the internet and said that this bad disease had hit and that they were going through all this. Everybody was going to die. There was no chance at all of anybody surviving. But then they found the cure. And that cure was my son. And then but the only way they could get enough to cure everybody was it would kill my son to save the world. Would I have been willing to do that? I don't know that I would. But God did. That is the ultimate, to take and be able and even to save his creation by giving up your only son. I don't care if I had 10 sons. I don't know that I could do it. I mean, that's just the way it is. But God did. God was the one took and gave up Jesus so that we could have the chance to take and come back to him, to have a life up in heaven that is more glorious than anything that we can ever dream of here. So after considering these three facts, and the little bit of time that I've took up, but it's plain to see how much that God does love us. There's no question. He loved us from the beginning. He loved us from the beginning of time, the beginning of creation. And even though he knew that there was going to be an issue, that this was going to happen, he took and went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to put into my creation this ability for you to come back to me. So that shows you how much God loves us. Like I said, I know this was short tonight, and I do apologize, but I hope it gets you to think. Just to take and think about, from time to time, just what God was willing to do. For what little we have to do, the amount of what he gave us is unbelievable. So at this time, if anyone needs anything at all, if you want prayers of the church, if you're suffering and you need, just want somebody to talk to, I wish you please to come as we stand and sing the invitation song.